Water.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two here on this absolutely wonderful Hump Day Wednesday, July 24th, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. One thing that I want to bring up is what's going on with the governor, the budget that they passed. Democrats voting for it in the House. No Republicans in the House voted for it. Not one. This is totally on the Democrats in Lansing that passed this budget. On the Senate side, all the Democrats voted for it, and only one Republican, State Senator Ed McBroom, voted for it. John DeMoose, our state senator for the 37th, he even got the message. Don't vote for this budget. Make the Democrats own it. DeMoose didn't even vote for it. Why? Because we've been holding him accountable. I've had so many people text me this week saying, who is primary challenging John DeMoose this year? I responded back, nobody. Well, I just got a mailer in my mailbox that came with all the other absentee ballot mailers, even though I didn't even apply for one. Why did I get a mailer from John DeMoose? Because he wants to keep his name relevant. DeMoose has got more money than God. That's how he was able to get the endorsement by Jack Bergman when he ran for the Senate seat back in 2022. It was bought and paid for. DeMoose money is huge. That's why the mailer went out. But everybody says, well, wait a minute. If he's not even on the ballot, why am I getting this mailer now? Because he wants his name to be relevant when you are thinking about voting on August 6th, this year, 2024. DeMoose isn't going to be on the ballot, folks, until 2026. Senators get elected with governors. This is called the midterm election when it comes to the state of Michigan. The governor's not on the ballot. The senators aren't on the ballot. The only people on the ballot this year is the president, the U.S. Senate, Congress, Jack Bergman versus Josh Saul in the Republican primary, Dr. Bob Lorenzer, the loser, and Kelly Barr are on the Democrat side. Whoever wins two weeks from yesterday, on August 6th, will be the nominee facing off against each other in November. State House representatives in Lansing are on the ballot. They get elected every 2 years. They're on the midterm for governors and the midterm in the state and presidential years. They're always on the ballot every 2 years, just like the Congress people are in Washington, D.C. But senators, like governors, are every 4 years. And in the true national midterm elections, where all the governors are elected, state senators are elected as well. So some people were very confused when they got that mailer from John DeMoose. And by the way, just so you understand our relationship, whenever you see a John DeMoose sign or you see the mailers, see the big white moose that's on it? That was my advice to John DeMoose when he ran the first time for the 107th. I got a picture. He sent me a text of his sign in his website, and I go, "Where's the moose?" And he said, "What?" I said, "What have you been teased? What have you been said? What have you been called your entire life? Da moose. So where the heck is da moose?" He laughed. He talked to his political consultant, and he said, "You know what? You're right. That white moose is on his signs and on his mailers because of me." How far we have come. Now, he won't come near this show with a 10-foot pole. Well, when you go to Lansing and you get consumed by the swamp, John, and you vote with the Democrats for their budgets, you co-sponsor Democrat bills, yeah, I'm going to have a little problem with you. And let me get this totally clear, folks. Once you guys get elected, we're no longer friends. I want you to fully understand this. Once you get elected, we are no longer friends. You are now an elected official. I have to hold you accountable. I will be watching your voting records. I will be looking at the bills you introduce. I will be looking at everything you do politically. We can still be friendly, but we're not going to be friends. I consider a lot of you friends of the show, part of our radio family. But once you get elected, our relationship's going to change. I just want to make sure you understand that. And if you're coming to the Fun Shoot Pig Roast on Saturday, we can talk about it. I will explain the entire process to you. One of the people you can talk to about is the Farm Bureau insurance agent, Tristan Cole. He's our insurance agent over in Bel Air. We were friends, him and his wife, his kids, before he got elected. But once he went to Lansing and became my state rep, I told him the friendship's put on hold. Now that he's out of politics, never going to go back, loves his insurance company, his agency over there in Bel Air, we're friends again. As a matter of fact, I transferred all of our business from our agent in Petoskey over to his office. I want him to start earning the commissions every month when we pay our bills for our car insurance, homeowners, life insurance, liability, umbrella. All of it went to Tristan. But once you guys get elected, Chuck and Randy will hold you accountable. It's not personal. It's business. This is what we do. This is what we do because the people respect the show that we hold the politicians accountable. If you don't want to be held accountable, stop knocking doors. Don't get elected. But you're going to get elected because you're out there knocking on doors and talking to people. Now, one of the things you have to understand, the governor is going through the budget that the Democrats passed and Ed McBroom, the one Republican state senator that voted for it, and she's signing bills. Hundreds of millions of dollars are being slowly leaked out to the press. Whenever she signs a particular bill that spends money, she holds a press conference. Do you know what is absolutely automatically in her opening statement? By signing this bill today, we're investing money to improve the lives of the people of Michigan. Everything in her press conferences starts out with the word investing. Now, folks, you have to understand something about that word. Investment. Investment is money that you invest to get a return on your investment. They are convinced, the Democrats and this governor, Gretchen Whitmer, that if they use the word invest, that it'll make you feel better about them spending our taxpayer dollars. It'll make you feel like they're investing in something that will provide a return on that investment, and we will get a profit. That's what a return on investment is. Money that you didn't spend, but you got money back for it. Can you explain to me the actual concrete dollars return on investment that we get on any taxpayer-funded infrastructure? Building roads and bridges. Where's the check coming back to us? Oh, that's right. There isn't any. What she claims the benefit of good roads and good bridges and things like that is that you won't have to pay for blown flat tires, bent wheels, alignments of your vehicles. Basically, car maintenance repairs are reduced when she paves a road. It makes it better, more appealing to people who come to Michigan, especially northern Michigan, when they're here as tourists. Man, they got great roads up there in northern Michigan. I love driving on all the new paved roads in northern Michigan. We're going to tell our buddies about it. We're going to come play golf. This is what we're going to do. How do you measure that? Would they have come had you not paved the roads and just complained, man, their roads suck? I had to get an alignment done on my vehicle when I got back home. Compared to downstate, their roads are better than ours, but basically, they're bad. Every single bill she's signing, she's doing a press conference on. Every single one. But there's some other bills she's signing has nothing to do with the budget. Whitmer signs the gay panic defense ban, funeral home reforms, medical parole, and 35 other bills. We're going to open the story up. We'll start in the next segment. We'll continue on the other side. Short break from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Tuscarora Township Supervisor. We've made a lot of progress in the past 2 years, improving transparency, facilities, and infrastructure. That's why I personally endorse Janice Dillahay to continue as treasurer and Tyler Gorrell as trustee. Both have pledged to continue transforming township government without new taxes. On August 6th, vote to retain Janice Dillahay, treasurer, and elect Tyler Gorrell as trustee. I'm Bob Kramer, and I paid for this message.
I'm Janice Dillahay, your Tuscarora Township Treasurer. 40 years of experience as a controller, CFO, and business owner have prepared me to serve in this office. I will put taxpayers first. I will continue to fix our roads and maintain our parks, keep our offices open every weekday and some Saturdays, and I will never vote for new taxes. Vote to retain Janice Dillahay, Treasurer, in the Republican primary on August 6th. Paid for by the committee to elect Janice Dillahay.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. to discuss your needs and pricing. Call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Antrim County Conservative Union's 5th Annual Fun Shoot, Big Roast, and U.S. Senate Shoot-Off. Saturday, July 27th, 2024, noon to 4 p.m. in Central Lake, Michigan. For all the details and tickets, go to their website, acconservatives.org, or call 231-360-5125. Iron Pig Smokehouse Pork Dinner, Gun Range, Trump Gear, and Candidates. Again, go to acconservatives.org.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two. I'm going to put this story on hold until the bottom of the next hour. I'm going to respond to a couple of text messages. I want to get clarification on what I said and what you think I said and what the actual mailer was. I'm holding in my hand and have taken a picture of the mailer. It wasn't a newsletter. It was a mailer from State Senator John DeMoose. I don't know about any newsletter. I didn't get a newsletter. It was a mailer. It was a campaign mailer. It was 6 by 10 inches. Bulk rate. Permitted mailer. This is what it said. And I don't know why they're pushing this. Ken Borton's pushing this crap. My state rep, John Roth, is pushing it. How many of you guys got mailers talking about state representatives and state senators fixing our immigration system? First of all, they can't do anything about illegal immigration in the state of Michigan when they're in the minority, which they are. Fixing our immigration system. Fighting unauthorized immigration. Really? How exactly are you doing it, John DeMoose, Ken Borton, Cam Cavett, John Roth? This was an orchestrated mailer that went out because the Republicans in Lansing want to talk about a specific talking point, fixing our immigration system. Keeping dangerous drugs out of our community. Fentanyl and other dangerous drugs, blah, 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 blah. How are you doing it, John? Exactly. How are you, State Senator John DeMoose, doing this on this mailer? What have you introduced? What have you gotten passed to do any of this crap you're alleging on this mailer? Stopping taxpayer funds from going to immigrants here illegally. We should be putting American citizens first, not those who broke the law to come into our country the wrong way. I supported multiple amendments to the state budget to make sure that your taxpayer dollars are not being spent on benefits for those who come here illegally? Got a simple question for you, Johnny. Did your amendment pass? No. You see how they're trying to confuse you? They're trying to make it look like they're doing something to protect us from these Democrat agenda policy issues, when in fact, they haven't done squat. John Roth sent me the same talking points. I got pictures from others who got it from Ken Borton, Cam Cavett, and now State Senator John DeMoose. Really? You are a piece of work, buddy. Jimmy Rager, I got the same one from Scam Cavett yesterday. His also said that he was pro-Second Amendment and was against the Goshen battery plant down in Big Rapids. Right. Sherry LaFay, the Nonaway, promised the moon? Funny stuff. On the front of it, addressed to the Bishop household in our address. Dear friend, I'm not your friend. I'm not your friend. So why did you put dear friend? Immigration has helped make America a shining city on a hill. Oh my God. Can you get off of what George W. H.W. Bush said decades ago? Can you lose that verbiage, John? You're not a conservative, so stop referencing this shining city on the hill. I want to throw up every time I hear you say it. Almost every one of us can trace our family tree back to an ancestor in search of the promise of America and a better life. Oh, that's right. None of us are Native American Indians, you idiot. Of course, we're all based in our family tree of being immigrants to this country. However, this generational promise that helped build our nation is becoming more difficult to preserve with our current immigration system, which is basically a federal system, something that is handled at the federal level. So exactly, as a state senator, what the heck can you do about it? The answer, nothing. Then he goes on to admit it. Federal immigration policies that allow for an unsecured southern border make every state a border state. And we're feeling the effects of those policies right here in Michigan. It's beyond time that we as a state start doing all that we can to secure our borders, enforce our immigration laws, and keep our communities and state safe. Signed with his scribble signature. John, you are a piece of work. You're not even running for election this year, and you send these talking points out that the state house reps are sending out? Folks, it's an orchestrated machine. Don't buy it. As a matter of fact, if you have this mailer like I have, I'm keeping it. The next time I see DeMoose, I'm going to debate him on it on his own flyer. You're going to have some explaining to do, John, the next time we see each other. That's it for hour number two. Top of the hour break. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
I'm Josh Saul, running for U.S. Congress in the 1st District. We can all agree our government is in desperate need of accountability and a balanced budget. As a retired Army infantryman and a CPA, I'm trained to do both. I'm also a man who was built by this community. Head over to joshsaulforcongress.com to learn more and donate. And on August 6th, make sure you vote for Josh Saul and send our values to Washington, D.C. on a mission to restore our rights. Paid for by Josh Saul for Congress.
I am Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. I received a quality education, and it was instilled in me, if I worked hard enough, I could do anything. That is the American dream. Today, our school children are not getting the same opportunity. Instead of learning the Constitution and basic academics, children are being groomed by Marxist ideas. We need to eliminate the Department of Education and protect our children. As your next U.S. Senator, they will have to go through me to get to your kids. Vote Dr. Sherry O'Donnell for U.S. Senate. Paid for by Doc Sherry for Senate.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will